Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome, hallelujah. Welcome to Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. We are grateful that you joined us today. So as we pray, we thank you for praying silently with us as we pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that we belong to you. Our souls belong to you, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you are our shepherd and the bishop of our soul. Watch over our soul and keep us. In the name of Jesus, we receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save our souls, O God. We bind the hunter of our souls. In patience, we possess our souls, O God. We bind and tear off every veil used to hunt souls and to make them fly. In the name of Jesus, we command the souls that are hunted by the enemy to be let go in Jesus' name. We release the souls from divination and witchcraft. Return, O Lord, and deliver our soul. Let not the enemy persecute our soul. Lord, restore our souls, keep our souls, and deliver us. Put to shame those who seek after our soul, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Rescue our soul from destruction, O God. Let those that seek after our soul be confounded and shamed, O God. Deliver our soul from oppression, those who seek after our soul, O God. In the name of Jesus, deliver our souls from the oppressors, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you have delivered our souls from death and our feet from falling. And we say hallelujah to the King of Kings. We adore you. We bless you today, O God. Lord, you have delivered our soul from death. In the name of Jesus, you preserve our soul, for you are holy, a holy God. Rejoice our soul, for we lift up our soul unto you, O God. Lord, your comfort and you comfort and delight our souls, O God. We break the power of all negative words spoken against our souls in the name of Jesus. We thank you today, O God, in the name of Jesus, for being with us. Return your rest, O God, our soul. Our soul shall live and praise the Lord. Our soul shall escape as the bird out of the snare of the fowler. Strengthen us with strength in our soul. Destroy all who afflict our soul. Let your fear come upon every soul in our city, O God. We will prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers in the name of Jesus. We pray for our soul will be preserved blameless unto the coming of you, O Lord. Satiate our souls with fatness, O God. Our soul will be joyful in you, O Lord. You have covered us with the garment of salvation and the robe of righteousness. What a mighty God you are. We adore and bless you. We break all ungodly soul ties and pray for godly soul ties that will bring blessings to our lives. We loose our soul from oaths, inner vows, and curses that will bind in the name of Jesus. And we thank you today for joining us, O Lord God, on Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. Well, good evening and welcome back to Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. I trust that you have had a wonderful Thanksgiving and a break, as I have had. Jesus rested so that we could take a short rest, and he spent much time in the secret place, dwelling with the Father. So I thank God for each of you being with us today on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. I really miss being on the air with you all. It's good to be back. Today I praise God for his goodness, for his mercy, for his kindness, and his love. You know, we serve a great God. I mean, he's awesome. Words cannot really express how great our God is. And the one good thing, he loves us. He loves us so much. He loves us more than we can even understand or even comprehend. God's mercy sustains us and keeps us daily. Without God's mercy, we could not withstand the pressures of life. Our lives would be unbearable. Because of God's grace and mercy, we're able to endure and go through our daily lives without fear. We can trust in our God. We can trust in our God. And he's an awesome God. And, you know, we don't have to lean on our own understanding. We can lean on the understanding of the Almighty. He is great. And you know what? The more we praise him, the more breakthroughs we have. So I just thank the Lord today that we can praise an honorable and a true God like our God. He is Lord. He is King. He is Shepherd. Nobody is great like our God. You know, we serve a righteous God, a faithful God. And you know what? We can't just look out here and see, you know, things, because these things that we look at are just temporal. But the things of God are everlasting. We serve a great God who put a person, he put himself on the inside of us, those who he called by his name. He put a purpose on the inside of every person, and he would hope that we would call on his name. You know, we can't sustain ourselves or fulfill our own purpose without God's guidance and direction. So daily we have to lean on him. You know, we don't know the way. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the light. We must not lean on our own understanding. But in all our ways, we have to acknowledge God, our great creator and Lord. Today, our study is taken from Psalm 27, beginning at verse 1. Do I have a volunteer today who want to press 1 and read the whole Psalm 27 for us? I see we have a few callers on the line. Right now, everybody's from Jacksonville. So I appreciate you all being on with us. Does anyone want to read Psalm 27, 1 through 14? Press 1 if you would like to. I'll give you a few minutes to get your Bible to read for us today. You know, we serve a great God now. And the way we come closer to him is to study his word, to be pleasing to him, to pray to him. You know, one good thing, you know, we can't pray to a dead God, but we can pray to the ever-living Father, our God. He's a living God. We can call on his name. We can say, Abba, Father. And don't you know he hear? Don't you know he answer? Look over your life from when you can remember yourself, and you can see how great our God is and all the wonderful prayers that he's answered that we pray to him. You know, sometimes we're in a rush to get the answer. We want a right now answer. But you know what? We have to wait on God. And in the waiting, there's a blessing. So just wait on him. Well, nobody pressed 1. So does that mean nobody wants to read today? I would appreciate it, but I'll read if you are not able or someplace so you can read today. So anyway, we're going to be studying in Psalms 27, where David sustains his faith by, you know, the power of God. So, you know, David was a God after man's own heart. You know, after he sinned, he just started running hard after God. He started thirsting and hungering for the Most High God. And, you know, I thirst for God. I hunger for God. And I pray that it will never be satisfied. Thou will always hunger and thirst for him and his righteousness. He's an on-time God. He's an awesome Father. And nobody is like our God. Nobody can't even compare to him. So, Psalm 27. All right, I'll begin to read. If you get your Bibles before I, you know, when I get started, just press 1. You're welcome to read. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me, they stumbled, came upon me to eat my flesh. They stumbled and fell. Though an host encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire into his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now mine eyes and now mine head shall be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yeah, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help, leave me not. Neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Verse 12, deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. Unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I'm going to read that verse again, verse 13. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. The last verse, 14. This is Psalms 27, I'm on verse 14. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And you know God's word is true. Whatever God say, trust me, it's going to come to pass. And in his word today, in Psalms 27, he says he is our light and our salvation. So we shouldn't fear anybody or anything. He's also the strength of our lives. You know, there may have been times when you were so weak and sick, maybe you had a fever or you felt bad, you had the flu or cold or something, and you could hardly get out of bed. But because of the goodness of the Lord, he gave you strength to get up that day and to carry out, even maybe to go to work. He gave you strength that day. So, you know, Psalm 27 says, he is our light, our salvation, and our strength of our lives. So, you know, we have no reason to fear anybody or anything because the great God Almighty is on our side. He's watching over us morning, noon, and night. You know, his presence supersedes his enemies. David begins in Psalm 27 with the sense of certainty of calm in the midst of the storm. You know, light dispels darkness. When God says, let there be light, there was light. The darkness went away. The void and the darkness on the earth went away. So, you know, God is a light in a dark place. When you're going through tough, dark times, and the life, your life may seem dreary, your life may seem hopeless, you wonder, like, why was I born? What did I come to this earth for? You know, I don't know why I'm going through this. You know, can you imagine Job, what he went through? In one day, he lost everything he had. He lost his children, not just material things, but he lost his own flesh and blood, his children whom he had birthed, 10 of them, not just one, but all 10 on the same day. But you know, Job said, shall I not receive evil as well as good at the hand of my God? So he shaved his head and he prostrated himself before God and he began to praise the Almighty. He didn't curse God as his wife wanted to. He lived to praise God. He got on his face and started praising the Almighty God. And you know, we can do the same thing. We can get on our face. We can say, Abba, Father, I've sinned before you. Or we could say, Abba, Father, you are a great God. You are the mighty God. You know, God's people can depend on him when we go through tough times. God is our hope. Without God, we don't have any hope. When we have despair and we don't, you know, it's like we're in a dark, deep pit and don't know the way out. But God is the light. He'll get you out of situations. Don't you know he got Joseph out of that deep pit that he was in? Because God had a plan for his life. His brothers wanted to kill him, but instead they put him in a pit. So if you feel like you're in a pit, you feel like everybody's against you, who can be for you? God is for you. Don't you forget it. When you're in a tough situation, God is our saving power. He is our salvation. The Lord is our sun and a shield. He's the sun that gives warmth to us. He's the one who gives us vitamin D through the sun. And the sun helps us with sickness. The sun gives us energy. You ever stayed in and closed the blinds and closed the windows for days because you were sick and you didn't have any strength? But through the grace of God, you got up and you went outside in the sun. You just sat in the sun. And the sun just bathed you, and the rays just came upon you, and you got strength. So when you went back in, maybe you could cook for your family. Maybe you could get on your knees and raise your hands and praise the Most High God and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for the strength you put in my body. And, you know, the sun helps our plants to grow, those plants, the crops, the corn, the beans, the vegetables that we eat. The sun helps us in so many ways. Without the sun, we wouldn't have strength. We wouldn't have anything. Without the sun, we're unable to function. The sun is what gives us light in the daytime. The moon is what gives us light at night. So we thank God for the sun and the moon that he made to give us light upon the earth. And don't you know God is a shield? And a shield is something that protects us. In times of battle, you know, the shield is what protects us. Father God, he protects us. He's our shield. He fights every battle for us. And guess what? He lives on the inside of us. And we are his called out children. He is Jehovah Shalom. When you're going through conflict and strife and tension and stress, he is the one we could call on, our peacemaker. He provides peace for us. Now, verse 2 says in Psalms 27, when the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, guess what happened to them? They stumbled and fell. They couldn't even come nigh our dwelling. They stumbled and they fell. So, you know, even the wicked is under the power of God, and they can't come any closer to us than God allows. We have enemies of our soul, and when our soul's enemies come against us, God keep us safe. He put that shield up, and they can only come so far. God made sure our enemies stumbled and fell. They ain't even get to touch us. We're blessed when the enemies can't even touch you. When he said to the devil, where you going? He said, I'm going to and fro the earth. He said, well, listen. God said, you know, have you considered my servant Job? You know, have you considered my servant Laurel? Have you considered my servant Miss Ludell? Have you considered my servant Sister Susan? Have you considered my servant Donna? Have you considered my servant Sister G? You know, the enemy had a conversation with God about us. And God said, oh, you know, they perfect in all their ways. But guess what? Don't you do no more than what I tell you to do. The enemy said, well, you know, you done blessed those people already. They got, you know, good lives. And if you take that from them, if you take all the possessions that you give them, they're not going to follow you anymore. They're not going to be obedient to you. But God know what's on the inside of you, Laurel. God know what's on the inside of you, Sister Susan. God know what's on the inside of you, Sister Ludell. God know what's on the inside of you, Sister Donna. Don't you know we serve an awesome God? He's a mighty God. Those of you who are listening, God know what he put on the inside of you. And sometimes we don't want to do what we need to do what God wants us to do. So he put the enemy on our tail so we can run in his presence. We say, oh, God, the enemy's on us, oh, God. Oh, God, we need you. Oh, God, we can't do without you. You know, other than that, we just sit on the bench and take a free ride. But God said, not so. I want you closer to me. Come on closer to me. Come on higher up in me. I got something for you to do. You can't do it sitting on the bench. You can't do it inside your house. I say, get on up out of there right now and move by the Spirit of God. Don't just sit on what God gave you. He gave you gifts. He gave you talents. So use them. Now let's look at verse 3 of Psalm 27, verse 2. Though an host should encamp against us, our hearts shall not fear. Though war shall rise against us, in this will we be confident. You know, there are enemies that try to come up against us on the job, in the house, where we live. Maybe it's your children. Maybe it's your mate. Maybe it's one of your relatives coming up against you. Whoever's coming up against you, those worldly people coming up against you. You know, all you got to do is say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy great and glorious name. Oh, Father, hide me under the shadow of your almighty wings. Oh, Father, be my refuge, be my strength, be my shield and my son. And don't you know he's going to move on your behalf? He is not a man that he should lie. He said, whatever you ask in his name, believing, he's going to grant it. So you know what? The devil ain't no match for God. God has all power. All power is in his hand. All power. So I thank God, you know, we could call on his name and nothing by any means can come against us when the Almighty is for us. No matter what rises against us, whether it's sickness, disease, hurricane, children acting up, job loss, gangs coming up against us, whatever it is, we will be fearless. We stand because God has raised a standard against our enemies. And they cannot come near our dwelling. What a great God we serve. You know he's awesome in all his ways. Verse 4 said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I be seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire into his temple. Isn't that beautiful? It's like David is writing an awesome poem to us, and he's telling us what a great God we serve and all the mighty things that God does for his children. You know, we want to be close. David said, you know what? I desire one thing I desire, and that I desire is to seek after the Lord, to dwell in his house all the days of my life. Not some of them, but all the days. Do you desire more of God? Do you desire to dwell in his holy temple? Call on his name. Seek after him. Call on him morning, noon, and night. Dwell in his temple. You know, he's waiting for you in the secret place. He's desiring you to come closer to him. That's what he wants. He wants you to come close to him. You know, aren't you glad you don't serve a God? He said, you can't come close to me. Don't touch me. Don't talk to me. I don't have nothing to do with you. I just created you. No, our God is a great God, and he has compassion on us. He even allowed us to dwell in a secret place with him. Oh, what a great God we serve. You know, he's awesome in all his ways. All we got to do to get in his presence is say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, and we write in his presence. We're in the secret place. You know, we can dwell in his beauty. We can inquire of him. We can seek after him. We can say, Lord, we want more of you. Lord, we want a closer walk with you. Lord, we want a deeper relationship with you, oh God. And don't you know he's going to grant it? Because he's been waiting for you to tell. You say, Lord, I love you. I adore you. I just want to be in your presence, oh God. And he don't want us just to go into the building of the church and just sit on the bench. No, he's got work for us to do, much work for your hands to do. So call on his name and seek his face and inquire about him. Inquire of his beauty. He's beautiful, even though we've never seen his face, but we'll see it one day. But you know what? He is beautiful, more beautiful. When you read the word, it tells you how beautiful our God is, how great he is, how awesome he is. And he just wants us to come in his pavilion and just to dwell with him. Verse 5 says, for in the time of trouble, and you know man born a woman has many troubles now. Come on now, we all had troubles. Since the day of our birth, we've had sicknesses, something, you know, maybe a loved one died, maybe trials, tribulations we're going through, but we've all been through something, all of us. So in those troublesome times, maybe you didn't have enough food in your cupboard to feed your whole family. You said, Lord, I just need this, and I need, don't you know he moved on it? Whether he called a neighbor next door to come and help you, or whatever, whomever he sent. You know, God sends human beings to do his work. And sometimes they'll say, Lord, I don't want it like that. Who are we to choose how the Most High God bless us? We just be grateful that he blesses us and be thankful for it. So he says, in the time of trouble, he will hide us in his pavilion. You know, that's like a big old tent. He'll hide us in that place. In the secret place of the tabernacle shall he hide us. He'll set us up upon a rock. He's going to set us up high. So, you know, we are grateful today. Brother David, thank you for joining us today. I'm so glad to see your number pop up. All right. So you know what? When we seek the Lord's face, don't you know that he's been waiting on us? He's been waiting for us. He's been waiting for us to call on his name. And when we're in trouble, whatever the trouble may be, financial trouble, children trouble, husband trouble, wife trouble, or it could be anything, whatever the trouble is, God is going to hide us in his mighty pavilion. He's going to hide us in the secret tabernacle, his secret tabernacle. He'll set us high up on a rock. Now, you know what? I was in Katrina, and I tell you, the Katrina was not the problem. It was the flooding, and we had to get high above the water in order to keep our lives. Some people lost their lives, but during that time of trouble, when Katrina came and the floodgates were open, God set us upon a rock, and he kept us. He kept us safe. He kept us in a good, you know, in his pavilion, he hid us. In the secret place, he hid us. Even those who don't call on his name, he hid them too. Don't we serve an awesome God? You know, your children may call you mama, daddy, and, you know, some of the children in the neighborhood may come, and they'll be hungry. You're not going to just feed your children. You're going to feed all of them. You don't want your children, you know, just to sit there and see the other children be hungry and you not feed them. You know, our God is even more awesome than that. Not only will he feed us, but in times of trouble, he's going to be there for us. So we serve an awesome God. Psalms 27, verse 6, it says, now shall my head be lifted above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yeah, I will sing praises unto my God, my Lord, my Father, my King. He's an awesome God. Why wouldn't I praise a God like him? It has to be something wrong with me not to praise the Lord God Almighty, the one who created me in his image. Now, he could have created me in the image of something else, but he thought enough of us to create us in his image, and he has a mighty image. He's a great God. And we are privileged to be able to call on his name. When you call on his name, don't you know he hear any answer? And in times of trouble, he hides us. In times when we're going through trials, he hides. He said affliction's going to come now. But one good thing, he promised to deliver us out of all of them. So even when the enemies and our foes came up against us, guess what? They stumbled and fell. Don't we serve a great God? He's awesome, you know. He said now, in verse 6, and now shall our heads be lifted above our enemies round about us. Therefore will we offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. You know, when you go into church and you're praising God, you lift holy hands, and you're singing songs unto him. He loves for you to sing to him. You don't have to wait till you go in the church building with your sisters and your brothers in the Lord. You can sing at your house. You can sing glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. You can sing hallelujah. You can sing holy, holy, holy is our God. You can sing what a friend we have in Jesus. And don't you know the great God Almighty is going to hear when you sing praises unto his name. He deserves all the praise. He deserves all the glory. Now let's go to verse 7, Psalm 27, verse 7. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. Don't you know when we cry unto him and we say, Abba, Father, have mercy on us. We say, our Lord, our King, O great God of you, have mercy on us. Don't you know he don't turn a deaf ear? He loves you. He loves us. He loves his people. So we are so blessed today to be able to call on a mighty God, the Almighty, not just a mighty, the Almighty God. Ain't nothing too hard for him. The one who nothing is impossible to him. The one who said, you know what, you're healed by every stripe I took. If you're going through something in your body today, call on his name. Don't you know he's going to straighten it out for you? You're going through pain and suffering, not sleeping at night. Don't you know he gives his beloved sleep? He will do great things for his people. He just want to hear you call on his name. He said, when you cry out with your voice, and David cried out with his voice, he said, Abba, Father, the enemy's on my tail. Let his sin, let his prayers be sin, oh God. Let his children be vagabonds and bad. Oh God, don't you know David called on his name and he moved on behalf of David. He moved on behalf of you. He's no respecter of persons. Don't you know God know what you're going through, but he want to hear your voice say, Father, help me, Lord God. Lord, move this trouble from me, oh God. Job was going through much trouble, but even in the trouble Job went through, he said, Father, I desire the words of your mouth more than my necessary food. Now, he wasn't just talking about additional food. He's talking about his necessary food, what he has to have to live with. He said he want to hear God's voice more than the food he got to sustain his life. Now, you know that's a lot. A lot. He want to hear God's voice continually. I don't know about you, but I'm like Job. Lord, I desire the words of your mouth more than my necessary food. His voice is sweet. If you never heard the voice of God before, call on his name and say, Lord, I just want to hear you speak. I want to hear your wonderful voice. His voice is melodious. Ain't nothing like the voice of God. I know you know when you were growing up as children, you heard some your parents' voice. And you knew their voice. But God said, guess what? My sheep know my voice. Ain't no voice. His voice is distinct. When you hear the voice of God, you say, oh, my God, thank you for allowing me to hear your voice. What a privilege it is to hear the voice of the Most High God. Everybody don't hear the voice of God because they don't belong to him. Did you hear me? Everybody don't hear the voice of God. Some people belong to the enemy and they hear his voice. But I tell you, I pray that each of you hear the voice of God. Ain't nothing like hearing his voice. If you never heard it before, Call on him, say, Lord, I just want to hear your beautiful voice, your wonderful voice. So you know what? He loves to hear your voice too. He loved to hear you say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. He loved to hear you say, Lord God Almighty, you are my King. You are my Lord. You are the great and mighty I am. He just want to hear your voice too. He don't do all the talking, but guess what? I love to hear him talk to me. And sometimes he just moved by his spirit. He don't say a word. But you know what he's talking about when he tells you by the spirit what to do. We serve an awesome God. Ain't nobody like our God. Nobody can compare to his goodness. He's awesome in all his ways. Try him. Try him. Call on his name, and he will be sure to answer you. And you know what? He'll hide you in that secret place. He won't hide. You know, he won't hide from you when you call on his name. In verse 8, it says, when thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Now, you know what? It's nothing like seeking after God. David in Psalm 40:42 says, the deer, he runs hard after God like a deer when he's thirsty. Now, you know, I don't know if you ever seen somebody that was thirsty. You ever seen a dog just snapping up the one he's thirsty, been out in the heat, come in? Now, the deer, you know, the deer been out in the heat, and he's so thirsty, he got to get some water to refresh him. And so that's what we need to refresh us. God, we got to run after him, thirst for him, hunger for him. He's an awesome King and a mighty God. Ain't nobody great like our God. And you know, he wants us to seek his face. That, you know, he gives us mercy. He gives us grace. He gives us favor. He even forgives us. And he gives us much love. Greater love hath no man like the Father. He gave Jesus, his only child, to die for us so we can have abundant life. What a great God we serve. He sacrificed his only son, Jesus. Now, you know, if you sacrifice your child, it's not going to help the whole world. Only Jesus came to save the world and to set us free. So I thank God today that God sent Jesus. And, you know, we can chase after God. We can run after him. We can thirst for him. We can call on his name, and the mighty God, he will answer. Verse 9 says, hide not thy face from us. Put not your servant away in anger. Thou hast been our help. Leave us not, neither forsake us, O God, of our salvation. You know what? God just, he's requesting that we, we can request from him that he hide not his face from us. No matter what we've done, he is quick to forgive us. You know, we sin against him probably daily. I have to repent every day because I don't know all his laws. I don't know all his statutes. And more than likely, I may break them. So I said, Abba, Father, forgive me, Lord, today for anything that I did against you, against your people, against myself. I'm asking forgiveness. If I committed sin against you, O God, forgive me, Lord, any trespasses, any transgressions I did against you, forgive me, Lord. And you know what? He is quick to forgive. He is quick to forgive. He's not like us. You know, you did something to somebody 40 years ago, and they remind you of it today. He's not like that. He forgives, and guess what? He don't remember no more. When you bring it back up, he said, what you talking about? He forgave and he forgot. He erased it from his memory. He don't forget. He don't remember it no more. You know, we were born in sin. In our mother's belly, we came out in sin, in a world of sin. So, you know, we have to have salvation. and we could call on him for salvation. And don't you know, he will give it to us. He's the God of our salvation. He will give us salvation. So I thank God that he, you know, we can call on him in the dark times, in the evil times, and his marvelous light will get us out of all darkness. He's a holy God. He's a righteous God. And daily, I don't know about you, but I want him to walk with me every day. I don't want him to skip a day. I don't want him to skip a second, not an hour, not any time. I want him to walk with me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I want to be able to call on his name. I want to be able to hear his voice when he speaks. That majestic voice. Woo! What am I? Read Psalms 29. It tells you about a majestic voice that God has. You know, we want to serve him daily, not just on the first Sunday, the second Sunday, but every day. Every day we want to be able to call on the holy God, the God that we could serve. He's holy now. And you know what? Paul said in his word in Romans 1, I beg of you, brothers and sisters, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. We must live as though Christ is right next to us. Actually, he's even closer than next to us because he lives on the inside of us. So don't try to fool him. He already know what you're going to do before you do it. Don't you know he knew Adam and Eve was going to sin before they did it? It was no surprise to him. When you told your first lie, he was right there. When you did deceitful things, he was right there. Don't you know he forgave me every time I told a lie, every time I was deceitful, every time I tried to hide from him? Don't you know he was right there? When I was shamed, he was right there. But he was just waiting on me to come and say, Father, forgive me, I sinned. And don't you know he forgave me for every sin, everything that I've done against him, he's forgiven me. And he's no respecter of persons. Now, he'll forgive you too. So, you know, we can run into his presence. We can hide under the shadow of his almighty wing. But there's really nowhere to run and nowhere to hide from his presence. You know, we can go to the ends of the earth, and he is omnipresent. He's everywhere all at the same time. Do you know any human beings can do that? No. We serve an awesome God. Let's look at verse 10, Psalm 27, verse 10. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Now, you know, our parents will not live forever. If they die before we do, God is the one who lives forever, and he'll take care of us. He's our father, and he promised to take care of us. When our fathers and our mothers forsake us, he will do it, because he's not going to lie to us for sure. He is truth. So he's going to take us up in his loving arm, and he will comfort and strengthen us. He is a provider. He do everything that we need done. Our parents were limited, but we serve an unlimited father. You know, he can do anything he can do. He can do everything. He's the one who created the earth in 6 days, and then he rested. You know, I couldn't even create a world in 6 million years, more or less than 6 days. You know, our God can do all things. And when we trust in him, we can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth us, but we can't do it on our own. He's a great God and a mighty God, and he's the mighty I am. Nothing is impossible to our God. He is king. He's ruler of all the nations. He's the one who can turn the heart of an earthly king. He is Lord. He's the one who saves us. He's the one we must obey and say, Lord, you are my God. He's the one Savior who is he gives us salvation. He is our provider. He gives us what we need. And guess what? He load us up every day with benefits. So claim them. You ever had, you know, an insurance policy just laying around and you needed something? You ain't even go claim it. Oh, no. I claim my benefits every day. Whether it's strength, whatever it is, I claim my benefits that God give me every day. Now, let's look at verse 11. Psalms 27:11, teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemy. We need daily guidance. We need instruction on how to live. We don't know all the ways of God. He said he's past finding out, but he gives us what we need. We must be taught and directed by God so we can stay on the path of righteousness. When we stay on the path of righteousness, we can cry out to him, and even our enemies turn back. Now, isn't that awesome? Enemies turn back when we cry out to God. Verse 12 says, deliver me not over to the will of my enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I don't know about you, but I done had people lie on me before. And more than likely, you have too, if you live long enough. Even as children lie on each other. My, I ain't doing it, he did it. The teacher, I ain't doing it, teacher, they did it. It wasn't me. You know, you had people lie on you. They planned, they plotted against you. They had schemes and cunning craftiness. You know, your enemy. That's who I'm talking about. They came up against you. But guess what? The Almighty God put that standard up. He only let them go thus far. But God is the judge of all. And when you ask him, don't you know he's going to make sure that you have been proven innocent by those who falsely accuse you. So don't worry. Pray for your enemies, those who despitefully use you. God's going to take care of them. Don't worry about it. Don't try to have vengeance. Vengeance said God it belonged to God. Don't try to come up against your enemies. Pray for them. Just pray for them. You don't even have to say, I'm praying for you. Just do it. You don't even have to say, number Father, I bring so-and-so before you. Father, they seem to keep coming up against me, and I'm your child. Handle the matter for me, God, and just leave it. He's going to take care of it. Verse 13, Psalms 27, verse 13. I have fainted unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Now, you know, we can hope in God. We have much hope in him because we get faint-hearted. We get depressed, suppressed, oppressed, cast down, you know, all of that when we don't have any hope. But God is our hope and our stay. He's always on time. When it seems like Father God has forgotten us or didn't even hear our prayers, he's right close by your side. He's the God of goodness. He's better than good. And he always come right on time. He may not come when you're calling, but he's never late. And while you're waiting, you know, he's doing something. Now look at verse 14, Psalms 27:14. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And I'm telling you, we serve a faithful Father. He's always on time. All we got to do is wait. And when you wait on him, he's doing something. You ever had some stuff going on with you, and you just think, oh, good God, will this ever pass? And before you know it, it's gone completely. And you say, oh, my God, I was going through this. I didn't even realize God had removed it from me. Oh, you know, I needed money, and the money came. I didn't even realize, I didn't even thank God for it. I was always complaining and saying, oh, I ain't got this here, and this here ain't right, and that. But, you know, when we say, Lord, forgive us for complaining. Forgive us, oh, God, because you are the God who load us up with benefits. You are the one who set the standard so the enemy can't come against us. You are the one who have taken care of us every day. So we just got to thank God and wait on him. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. And you know he told Joshua that too. He said, be of good courage. Be of good courage. So I say to you today, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. And guess what he's going to do? He's going to strengthen your heart. Wait on him. He promised to give us strength. Wait on the Lord. I say wait on him. Our Heavenly Father is always on time. Wait on him. Wait on him. You know, he is a God of truth, and he will teach us truth. But he wants us to be obedient. This is the one thing we have to do. Wait calmly on the Lord. Don't wait so anxious. Lay anxiousness aside and just wait calmly on God alone. You know, because he'll be there. He ain't going to be late. You know, we are the fast generation. We want everything our way when we want it right now. Move, Lord. Move quickly. Come on, Father. Come on, Lord. You know, we out on the highway. And he got us sitting in the traffic, and we want to move. Maybe he got us sitting there so we could call on his name, so we could praise him, so we can honor him, so we could bless him, so we could say, Abba, Father, I'm so glad you got me in the traffic. And, Lord, I pray for the cars behind me, in front of me, on the side of me, and I just thank you for safety all the way down the highway. Lord, I lift up my wife. Lord, I lift up my husband. Maybe he got you there for a reason. Maybe it's an accident off the road and you got there much any quicker, you would have been in it. But because he said, okay, I'm going to slow this traffic down. I'm going to keep my children safe. You don't know what's going on. I remember one time I knew the Lord didn't want me to come out. I had been in the house 3-4 days and wanted to go out. But in my spirit, I knew the Lord didn't want me to go out. I lived in the building. So I got dressed. I'm being rebellious, right? I got dressed, and I went out to the door. It rained. It rained. It rained so hard. It was no way I could go out. So, sometimes, Father God, he knows what he wants us to do, and he does things for our benefit. So I thank God for you being on with us today. Is there anyone who needs prayer? Press 1. Anybody who needs prayer, you can press 1 at this time. All right. Ms. Ludell from Applin, Georgia. How you doing, Ms. Ludell?
I'm doing good. After listening to your message, it really seemed like talking directly to me. So I tried to accept in, and it just did something for me, you know. Just really helped me.
Amen. We serve a great God, and he know what to say to his people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just his servant. He just spoke through me. So
right.
I thank God that the message blessed you.
Yeah.
How you doing? Is it cold in Applin today?
No, ma'am. It's in the late 50s. Well, I wouldn't say cold, but it's cloudy.
Okay.
Yeah, beautiful day.
Yes. It's been kind of overcast here in Florida today, too, but it's nice weather.
Right.
Well, how can I pray for you today, Ms. Ludell?
Say, pardon?
How can I pray for you today?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Pray for me and my friends.
Okay.
And my family.
Okay. All right. Anybody else need prayer? Press 1. Ms. Ludell, you are a blessing to me. I think, Ms. Ludell, when's your birthday? I know you're coming up on 91 or 92. When's your birthday?
10th of February.
February 10th.
Won't be long.
You'll be 91 or 90?
91.
91 years young.
February 10th. If I live to see it.
Oh, I pray that the Lord allows you to have
more life. I pray I will too. But you know, we all is going that direction. You know what I'm saying? So I just thank God for right now.
Amen, amen.
Yeah,
we got
for
to go
right now.
We all want to see God, but we can't see him in this body.
That's
we
got no
to
man.
Go out the body.
That's true.
All right, Brother David. Brother David did press 1, but he got clicked off. I don't know what happened, but I guess he'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he pressed 1. Anybody else need prayer? Press 1. I'm going to pray for Brother David anyway. I know he pressed 1, but he got knocked off. He clicked off or something. Brother David Emmanuel. All right. Anybody else need prayer? Press 1. All right. Well, okay. Hold on. Hold on. Just a second. Hey, Sister Susan. Glad you came on today. How are you?
Okay.
I'm so happy you joined us.
Yeah, I'm happy I joined too.
How can we pray for you today?
Pray for good health and salvation.
Good health and what?
Good health and salvation.
Oh, salvation for your family?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Well, we are so happy you joined. Does anybody else need prayer? Press 1. All right. Well, I'm going to petition the Father, and if you could silently pray with me, I appreciate it. Father God, we just call on your name, and we are grateful that we could call on the name of the Most High God. We are grateful that we can come. We can come before your presence with thanksgiving. And Father, I don't know how to pray as I should, but you are the great and mighty I Am. I ask you to pray through me as I pray for your people. I lift up your daughter, Sister Ludell, who will be 91 years coming up, oh God, in February the 10th. You knew about it even before she was born, that she would live a long life. So, Father, today we thank you for help and strength for your daughter, Miss Ludell. We thank you for her friends and her family, oh God, her church family as well. And we ask you to bless her with abundant life, health, and strength in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, oh God, that she continuously wait upon you and you will strengthen her daily, oh God. We thank you for loading her and her family up with benefits. And Father, you know her son. Has not been well. We ask you to heal his body in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to be with him through his affliction, oh Father. Draw him closer to you than ever before. And Father, I lift up Brother David Emmanuel today and his family, his wife Dawn, and their two sons and their extended families. And I thank you for what you're doing for Brother David, oh God, as he is the priest of his household, oh God. I thank you for blessing him in safety and peace, he and his family as they go in, as they come out. And Father, I thank you for paying off their son's schooling all the way through college debt-free in Jesus' name. I thank you for protection and guidance. I thank you, oh God, for meeting every need in the name of Jesus. I thank you for them waiting on you, oh Lord, being of good courage, that you will strengthen them in their heart daily, Father God. And Father, you're an awesome king. Every situation that they face, oh God, we cast it upon you because you care for them. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you that you are their life and their salvation. Father, I lift up your daughter, Sister Susan, whom I met recently. I thank you, oh God, for leading her in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. And Father, you know everything concerning her body.
Yes, Lord.
You are the great physician. Physicians are limited, but you are the great and mighty physician in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for healing her body. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for keeping her blood pressure normal levels, any diabetes, any digestive system problems, any other health issues. We lift them up before you, and we leave them at your feet. You said, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So I thank you for Sister Susan prospering in health and in her soul. And Father, she wishes as you wish that none of our family members be lost, that all of them will come to the saving knowledge and grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father, we thank you. We pray for salvation for her family and for all of our family members that are not saved. We bless and honor you today for salvation throughout the nation, O God, in the name of Jesus. So we bless and thank you for your holy presence, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, we lift up our children today. We lift up our children in the nation, O God. We thank you for keeping our children safe and under the shadow of your almighty wings. We say of you, Lord, you are our refuge and the refuge of our children. And, Father, we ask you, Lord, to dispatch four angels of protection around our children in every city, every state, throughout the nation, O God. Stop the bloodshed of our children, O God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for protecting them as they go to school, as they come home, wherever they go. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, for being with us on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies today, in Jesus' name. Well, it's closing time on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. I look forward to speaking with you this Saturday at 9 a.m. On Bible Storyland. It will be Family Day. Dial in the same number, 1-619-789-4313. Call your friends, your family members, and tell them about Bible Storyland. Invite them to come on and listen with you. I love each of you. God loves you even more. And you know God has a plan for you. Jeremiah 29:11 says that he knows the plans that he has for you. Great plans. So don't forget, seek the Lord. And ask him about those plans. So I look forward to speaking to you on Saturday and again next Thursday. Have a God-filled evening, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Don't forget, obey the voice of the Lord. Obey the Lord thy God. Obey God. He has great plans for you and you and you and you too. I'll talk to you soon. Love you. Amen. Amen. All right. Amen. Love y'all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, O Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.